From the First Presidency, The Blessings of Obeying by President Thomas S. Monson. There is no need for you or for me to sail uncharted seas or to travel unmarked roads in search of truth. A loving Heavenly Father has provided an unfailing guide, even obedience. We learn obedience throughout our lives. Beginning when we are very young, those responsible for our care give us guidelines and rules to ensure our safety. No greater example of obedience exists than that of our Savior. He was always obedient. When faced with the agony of Gethsemane, he said, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Luke chapter 22, verse 42. As the Savior instructed his early apostles, so he instructs you and me. "Follow thou me." John chapter 21, verse 22. Are we willing to obey? The knowledge which we seek, the answers for which we yearn, and the strength which we desire today to meet our challenges can be ours when we willingly obey the Lord's commandments. Note: adapted from Obedience Brings Blessings, Ensign, May 2013, pages 89 to 92.
Pioneer Children Obeyed. Think about it. Why was it so important for pioneer children to be obedient? How did it help them stay safe? How did it help them know what to do? What commandments has Heavenly Father given you to obey? How do they help you stay safe? How do they help you know what to do? What difference does it make if we obey willingly or unwillingly?
End of the First Presidency message.